my wants and my dreams put me through. But the only real peace that
God bless you. Let's stand this morning. I think we all know this. It's 151 if you happen not to.
There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with that fire that fell at Pentecost and cleansed and it made them clean. Oh, it's burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to your name. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them, I'm one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them, I'm one of them. Oh, I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. And though these people may not learn and be nor boast of worldly fame, they have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name. They are telling now both far and wide, his power is yet the same. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Oh, I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Oh, I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. Oh, they were gathered in the upper room all praying in his name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost. Now what he did for them that day, he'll do for you the same. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Come, my brother, seek this blessing. It will cleanse your heart from sin. It will start the joy bells ringing and keep your soul on flame. It is burning. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Oh, why don't you turn to your neighbor and tell him you're one of them? Gathered in the upper room, all praying in his name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost. Powerful service came. Now what he did for them that day, he'll do for you the same. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Oh, I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Oh, I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. Once more, just to make the devil mad. I'm one of them. Oh, I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Oh, I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. Amen.
Let's give him a hand clap of praise. Our Lord is worthy. Amen. Amen. You glad you're on the winning team this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Went to a basketball game with a brother, and he telling another brother there's nothing he would do at that basketball game he wouldn't do at church. So last night I cheered like I was at a basketball game. It feels good to be on the winning side, and, you know, he's worthy of our praise. Amen. We can't be ashamed down here. So, amen. God is good. Amen. Still rejoicing over the blessings of this weekend. And like Brother Nathan said, we're only halfway through. Praise the Lord. So looking forward to what the Lord has for us. Amen. I have an announcement here. There'll be a baptismal at the end of service today. So if there's anyone that you know that wants to be baptized, in addition to the people that I've already asked to be, you just let the deacons know and we'll do our best to get that taken care of. I have a testimony here. Brother David Eplin has shared concerning his dad. So this past Wednesday, we celebrated the second birthday that the doctor said he would never see. When he was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer 2.5 years ago, the doctors told him he had months to live. Dad immediately told his doctor, a Muslim from Iran, that he understood what he was saying, but that as a believer in Jesus Christ, he was claiming his healing. The doctor said having a positive attitude was good, but the path of his cancer was unchangeable. Once it reached the stage it was at, it always progresses rapidly and leads to quick death. He put him on chemo and said they wouldn't help much, but might keep him alive for a few months more. 6 months after treatment, Dad went to the doctor and found the cancer had not spread one bit. He was shocked and said that he must have had some powerful chemo. Dad said, no, it is a powerful God. Amen. At the one-year visit, the cancer had still not spread. The doctor's attitude started to change a bit. He wasn't ready to give God credit, but he said, I don't have any explanation. Maybe you are right. At the two-year visit, before he even told Dad the test results, he came into the room with his hands raised and said, "I believe. The cancer has still not spread one bit." At his visit earlier this week, the doctor's tone had completely changed. Not only did he say he believed, he told Dad he had a prayer request and he wanted him to pray about it. Dad asks that the Church of the Open Door pray for him, not for his healing, because that battle is over, but that he might continue to be an effective witness for Jesus Christ to his doctor and everyone else the Lord sends his way. What a mighty God we serve. Well, unless I missed somebody's prayer request, and I apologize if I did, I don't have any prayer requests. Praise the Lord. But I, amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask Brother Jackson here from down in Texas to come up and just pray over the service and invite the Holy Spirit in here. If you have any needs, make those known to the Lord. He sees your hand and he knows each one. God bless you.
We just wanted to greet you from Texas. And I just want you to know these brothers that I've been traveling with, I know that it doesn't come lightly. Being with these brothers, you see the time that they set aside. You see the study time when they kind of pull themselves back from the group and some of the things where they sacrifice. But you see when they make a sacrifice, as we saw last night, you see where God meets us on an end. So same thing today when the word comes forth. Just have an open heart. We know that the Lord speaks through man. We know that he uses these vessels to get his word to come forth, to be able to have those deliverances. And so we just believe that. And Brother Aaron, I wanted to appreciate that last night. I know you really labored. And I traveled with Brother Aaron, and I see the times where he was setting himself aside, and I know these other brothers. But I just, this one part in Hebrews 11, 25, and it just made me think of it. It says, it's talking about Moses and the Exodus. It says, choosing rather to suffer afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And we've all made that choice. We've all come here believing that we've set those things of the world aside. We know that they try to attach themselves to us. Brother Aaron said in types of the plagues coming upon us. And let's just set those things aside this morning. We'll just ask the Lord's presence to come. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you. Lord, we've set the time aside. Lord, we've set this date aside. Lord, and we know that we have the mechanics of the service, Father, but we want the dynamics to meet. Father, we pray that you'd use Brother Timothy, Lord, as he set himself aside. Lord, he can have notes in front of him. He can have quotes. Lord, he can even have a thought, Father. But if there's a sheep out there that needs to hear something special, I pray, Lord, that you would just move him out of the way. Lord, that the Holy Spirit would go out and reach to that person, Lord. Speak to that person, Lord. May the power come down in this service tonight. Lord, we know that a church can go through a good washing and things can be washed out and there can be true repentance. Lord, there can be deliverance. Lord, but when an atmosphere is created, Lord, that's when you can come and do the ultimate, Lord, and you can give salvation. Father, we just pray for the one next to us. Lord, we ask that the atmosphere be right. Lord, that the songs be dedicated to you. Lord, that whatever's on someone's heart, Father, you can deal with. We know how you can take the word and you can divide it between hundreds of people here, Lord, and they can get what they have need of. Lord, I just ask that it would just open up this morning. May everything be done according to your perfect will. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, church. We're going to read the 100th Psalm this morning. The 100th Psalm. From the way y'all were singing, I think you came to have church this morning.
Amen.
I know I did. All right, 100th Psalm reads like this. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing.
Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. God bless you. Please be seated. After service last night, I leaned over to Brother Nathan. I said, this kind of reminds me of Florida. So we had such a mighty service one night. There were several nights, but we both knew what we was talking about. And he said, yes. He said, why don't you address the people in the morning for a few minutes and tell them about that? So I'm not going to give the whole testimony. I'm just going to give you a few words. We went down to West Palm Beach. It's going to be 18 years this September. And Brenda and I didn't make the Friday night service, so we got in Saturday sometime. And in walking through the courtyard of the motel, we ran into Brother Nathan and Brother Trevor, and I don't remember who all the other brothers were with him. And he looked, he said, oh, Brother Layton, he said, you missed it. Said, you should have been here last night. He said, you missed it. And just not even thinking about what I was saying, I said, no, brother, I didn't miss a thing. I said, I came expecting. Amen. Little did we know. So Saturday night, they had a service, and oh, what a, I can't remember the tape that was played Saturday night, but what a service and a prayer line. If you thought last night was long, you should have been in a prayer line where you're praying for 900. But we went back to the motel, and the next morning I got up and I told my wife, she said, have you eaten yet? I said, no, I'm going to fast. I said, because I know how human nature works. We had a mighty service last night. I said, the Lord was really there. I said, in human nature being what it is, they're going to say, how can God do anything greater than this? There was miracles done. So was there last night. I said, so I'm going to fast so that the people, that the Lord will come down and really bless his people this morning. Well, I've been suffering with diabetes. And the diabetes went into insulin shock and into insulin coma, and I died in the service. I died three times. The Lord brought me back. The second time I was gone 2 minutes. The third time I was gone 7 minutes. But the Lord in his mercy for some reason brought me back. When I walked out of the service and went up to the platform to help pray for the young people that were in the platform, the pastor, Brother Wesco, told the people what had happened in the back room, and the church had just exploded. They were blessed, and were they blessed greatly. So my fasting for the people turned out to be even a greater blessing for me. But you know what was the greatest blessing of all? It's not the raising of the dead, the opening of the blind eyes, the hearing, giving of children, or whatever else they were healed of, cancers. It's when a soul comes to the Lord is the greatest blessing. So we seen that last night. I believe that we're going to have a lot of reports from the healings, but we also seen salvation given last night. So my whole point of this is this, folks. Don't sell God short. If you think we had a good service Friday night and last night, if you came expecting, and if you'll reach out and touch him when he comes by with whatever God has put on the Brother Tim's heart, it's going to be for you and for me. All we have to do is receive it and believe that God is going to bless. How is he going to bless? That's up to him. It's not up to me. I just want more. As I told brothers, some of the brothers said, we had a good meeting Friday night, but there's more. We had a good meeting Saturday night, but there's more. When they ate the manna on one day, what'd they do? They had to get up some more and have it the next day, and then the next day. And Brother Branham said, there's one baptism of the Holy Ghost, but there's many refillings. So this morning, look for that manna this morning. Look for a refilling. And come. And if you didn't come expecting, start expecting right now that God is going to move in a mighty way, but let it be his way. God bless you.
Amen. You appreciate that testimony? Amen. I had a couple requests for Sister Chloe to sing, so if she'd come at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Chloe. God bless you. At this time, we have a group special, so if they'll come and prepare. Just sing this little chorus while they come.
What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. And Jesus is the God I serve. Yes, Jesus is the God I serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. Jesus is the God I serve. And what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. And angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve.
Jesus,
holiness,
holiness has
Amen. Isn't God good?
Amen.
Amen. What a wonderful message. Amen. Amen. If the brothers will please come at this time.
Oh, the move is on, my Lord, the move is on. The move is on, my Lord, the move is on. I can hear the rustle in the mulberry, and I know the move is on. Oh, won't you move on, brother? Move on, sister. Oh, this is the moving day. Oh, we can move a little closer where the streams are flowing. Move on, brother, move on. The move is on, my Lord, the move is on. The move is on, my Lord, the move is on. And I can hear the rustle in the mulberry trees. I know the move is on. Oh, won't you move on, brother? Move on, sister. This is the moving day. Oh, we can move a little closer where the streams are flowing. Move on, brother, move on. The move is on, my Lord, the move is on. The move is on, my Lord, the move is on. And I can hear the rustle in the mulberry tree. I know the move is on. Oh, won't you move on, brother? Move on, sister. This is the moving day. Oh, we can move a little closer where the streams are flowing. Move on, brother, move on. Let's stand. Move is on. The move is on, my Lord, the move is on. Oh, I can.
Oh, the move is on. Oh, the move is on, my Lord. Hear the rustling in the mulberry trees. And I know the move is on. Amen. Is that how you feel this morning? Amen. Brother Branham said there, I believe it was in Shreveport in 1965, thus saith the Lord, the move is on for the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we believe it, that the move is on. Good to be in church again this morning. Amen. My, what services we've had so far. And as Brother Layton said, I hope you come expecting that the best is yet to come. Dad said this morning he thought they were going to call the cops on us maybe last night. I told Brother Timothy this morning, I said, can you imagine what it must have been like just for some of these neighbors to come out and sit in their backyard for a nice, quiet Saturday evening and hear us shouting and screaming and praising in here? They probably think we're crazy, but that's okay. We think they're crazy. Amen. So it's good to be in church, expecting another outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We saw last night a reverse David and Goliath. a big guy pulling a little bitty guy all around the platform. But my, what a wonderful service and a wonderful time that we had. I told Brother Timothy, I said, well, I didn't know Brother Aaron could preach like that. But in his defense, I don't know if he knew he could preach like that either. My, it was a wonderful time in the Lord. We certainly, you enjoyed that last night? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God has certainly blessed us, and it's good to be in fellowship with these brothers and have them come our way. Certainly appreciate their time and their efforts, and good to see Sister Stephanie Duvall back in church back there from knee surgery. And amen. I told her we could get her a wheelchair and wheel her up to the piano, but I guess she's going to wait a little while. So, but amen. It's certainly good to be here. So I'm not going to take up any more of your time. We're going to turn the service to Brother Timothy. As we do, let's sing this song together. Amen. I don't.
I don't know. Sometimes when the brothers are singing in the prayer lines and stuff and we're focused on praying, I don't know what they've sang and what they have sang. So if we've already sang this weekend, I apologize. We haven't that I know of, but they may have sang it during the prayer line. But either way, it's worth singing again.
Oh, there is power, and it's in the name of Jesus. I know there's power. Oh, it's in the name of Jesus. There is power. Oh, we can break every chain.
We did sing it because I remember Brother Timothy saying he could hear the chains. Oh, I can hear all those chains, they're falling. Oh, I can hear every chain of doubt and unbelief, they're falling.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
Amen. You believe he can break every chain?
Amen.
Let's just go to him in prayer this morning. How many would have a need? You want to make it known to him? Say, Father, come by my way. Speak to my heart. Amen. Father, Lord, we just come to you today, Lord, just so thankful that we can just serve you in this way, Lord, and to give you glory and to give you honor and to give you praise. Lord, we got a weekend here. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's a weekend set aside to remember the soldiers that have fought for freedom. And Lord, we want to take a moment to think about those. But Lord, there's some real soldiers, Lord, that fought for the freedom of your people. And Lord, freedom that goes beyond, Lord, a law or some man-made creed of a land, of some government, but Lord, a freedom, Lord, that when Satan come and tried to put chains on men, and Lord, men would stand and would fight for that freedom and fight for that deliverance. And Lord, we think of our chief captain, Lord, who came down in this time and took on human flesh, took on human battles, and fought and won the victory that we could be free today. Lord, we want to take a time to remember that, Lord, and to remember what you've done for us. For who would we be without you? Where would we be without your amazing grace and your love and your mercy in our lives? God, we just want to ask that you would bless us once again today. And Lord, in this service, Father, that you just reach down and touch every heart and every life. You've seen the hands that were lifted. You know the needs. You know the situations, Lord. Lord, a man could take the Bible and he could turn the pages. A baby could do that. But Lord, it takes you to anoint it to our lives. And we're depending upon you once again, as always. We just give this to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You can be turning to Isaiah 61 in your Bibles and also 1 Samuel 30 and verse 1. I'd like to just, I'm not very good at this. I don't really count myself to be a speaker, but I do want to take a moment to just thank Brother Nathan for his hospitality and Sister Rebecca, amen, for their hospitality to us. And I want to thank you for being a wonderful congregation to preach to. Amen. You know, I've been a lot of places, and it's not always easy to preach. I like places that are easy to preach. Amen. And you're one of them, and I really appreciate, amen, the Spirit of God that's in this place and the freedom, amen, to preach His Word and to worship Him. Amen. I thank you for the opportunity to come and to be a part and for our families to be together. Amen. Brother Aaron is my brother-in-law. Brother Joe is my little brother-in-law. And well, my little girl calls him Uncle Joe, so he has to be a brother-in-law or something. So, God gives you men to stand with and go to war and fight with, and I really appreciate these men of God, and they've been faithful, and they're wonderful. They're wonderful guys to have in the foxhole with you. Amen. You don't have to worry about it. They got your back, and I appreciate that. And today they got my back.
Amen. Amen. It's just good to be here with you. Isaiah 61 and verse 1 says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of the prison of them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." Amen. That's what this is all about, that he might be glorified. Amen. 1 Samuel 30 and verse 1, it said, "It came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were therein, that they slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. And David and the people that were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither an ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered them, Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Amen. I just want to speak to you on a thought the Lord has given me on the power of praise.
Amen.
The power of praise. You know, Brother Branham would say in the second-handed robe, he said, many are becoming discouraged. He said, but what we need, brother, is to take courage. But, you know, I want to just kind of emphasize for a moment that, you know, we've had some wonderful times in the Lord already. And, yes, I'm expecting more today of his power and of his glory and, amen, of his mercy and grace to pour out upon us. But not every day is a camp meeting service. Not every day is places like these where we're together. But there's many times that we're by ourselves and we find ourselves, you know, we'll get down the road and you'll become discouraged. Something will take place. You'll go through a situation. He says, well, what we need to do in those moments is to take courage. All we need to do is be encouraged. Yes. Amen. When we become discouraged, it takes our strength from us. We want to give up. You know, and Satan likes to pull us away and begin to think that nobody cares and nobody understands and nobody knows my situation. He said, we've never been promised to be immune from a trial. Trials are going to come. We've never been promised to be immune from them, but he will give grace to go through them. If the mountain's too high to go over it, if it's too deep to go under it, if it's too wide to go around it, he'll give you the grace to go through it. Amen. Just don't worry. Keep your eyes on Christ, for he's the only one that can take us through. Amen. He said, but when it's when you're discouraged, that's when the devil will try to pour it on you. He said, that's when it gets to you. If you come to church and say, well, I don't know. I don't know whether I ever get any better or not. I've been prayed for already. I'm just going down worse. He said, you might as well go home. He said, that's all. You might as well go home. But when you can cast that aside, he said, see, God don't want you frowning. Amen. God don't want you frowning. Amen. You know, brother, it was a brother, John LaFontaine, always made this wonderful statement. He said, you know, how many's happy this morning? How many's happy? He said, well, notify your face. Amen. Let your face know you're happy this morning. He said, see, God don't want you to be frowning. God wants you to be happy. The human heart was made to be happy. Worry will cause cancer. Temper will cause cancer. Don't ever be upset. Wow. Don't ever be upset. Walk in His love, knowing that you're walking with Him and nothing can harm you. You know, one time I saw a T-shirt or a drawing of a cartoon this man had drawn, caught some inspiration. He drew this Jesus walking down a path, and he drew this dorkiest, funniest looking little sheep you ever saw in your life. And he's walking, holding the hand of Jesus. And over in the corner, off in the ditch, is this old lion, and he's growling at him. And he's just trying to get to that little sheep, and that sheep's looking at that lion, and he's pointing up at Jesus, and he says, "I'm with Him." Yeah. Amen. That's what you need to remind the devil. Amen. I'm with Him. He's with me. Not only is He with me, He's in me. Amen. Amen. And He said, nothing can harm you when you're walking with Him. There's nothing can harm you. There's neither powers, things present, things future. Nothing can separate us in Him, from Him. We are in Him. We never come by our own will. He by choice elected us and brought us in Him. So it's His business to take care of what He took Himself. Hallelujah. No man can pluck me from my Father's hands. Amen. Because He's the greatest. He said, if it's the Father who takes care of it, who's got any more power than God? Who's got any more power than God? So what kind of power have you got over you to take care of you? Oh, come on now. The whole power that created the universe, we spoke about it Wednesday night. We got up this morning. Did you worry about the sun coming up? No, it came up. Did you worry about anything else in the earth rotating the way? No, it's doing exactly why. There's a word that spoke it into existence. And it's the same word that spoke you into existence. He said, we are the spoken word seed of God. He spoke you into existence. So if that word has had enough power thousands of years later to hold a sun in its place, stars in its place, the earth in its place, it'll hold you in your trial. It'll hold you in your sorrow. It'll hold you in the darkest days you could ever go through. This word will hold you. Hallelujah. But God loves to test His people. Uh-oh, that's another quote. Every child that comes to God must be tested, trained, no exceptions, everyone. Amen. Many tonight, He says, you're sick, just have a little child training, just a little testing. But don't be discouraged. God is still on the throne. Hallelujah. So if He's still on the throne, He's still King. If He's still on the throne, He still has dominion. If He's still on the throne, He's still God. He knows all things. Therefore, He's still in control. God ain't left it all in a bunch of chaos. He ain't got to this age that we're living in like, wow, I didn't know it was going to be that bad. No, He knows exactly the atmospheres you're living in. He knows exactly the devils that's been loosed thousands times thousands out of the river Euphrates. He knows all about it. He said, if you're truly born to the Spirit of God, everything is working together for your good. He's going to make everything right. He promised He would. He swore He would. He's got to keep that word. He's kept it now for thousands of years to every believer. Amen. Would you be an exception? He says, we're no exception. Oh, hallelujah. He kept Abraham. He'll keep you. No exception. He kept Moses. He'll keep you. He kept Shamgar, He'll keep you. He kept David, He'll keep you. He kept Daniel, He'll keep you. He kept the three Hebrew children, He'll keep you. He kept Peter, Paul, and the martyrs down to the dark ages, He'll keep you. He kept William Branham, He'll keep you. Hallelujah. Brother Branham went through some dark hours, and He kept him. He'll keep you. Don't be discouraged. We're living in a terrible hour, he says. Oh, a terrible hour. A terrible hour for the unbeliever. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. A terrible hour for the unbeliever, but a wonderful hour for the believer, because we're near the end. He said, well, Brother Timothy says, in the last days, perilous times shall come. What for last days for who? It ain't my last days. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's the last days for the devil. It's the last days for depression. It's the last days for sickness. It's the last days for the spirits of unrighteousness. It's the last days for pornography. It's the last days for every devil of hell. That's who the last days is for. It's not your last days. It's only your beginning. We're only getting the party started. Oh, it makes me want to shout. The devil has a last day. Pharaoh had a last day. The armies that are so feared had a last day. Goliath had a last day. Woo. All right, now, just get with me. Amen. I'll tell you like Brother Andrew said, we're going to go fast. So if you go fast, we'll go fast together. Amen. David, I want to go back to David for a minute. David and his band of soldiers had just returned home to Ziklag, only to find that they'd burned with fire the city. Their wives are gone. The children was carried away by the Amalekites. Discouraged? That's probably not a big enough word to describe their morale.
That's right.
The Bible says they wept bitter tears until they had simply no more power to weep. For David, it was even worse. He was their leader. He was the one they looked to. He was the one that was looking to see what was going to happen. And here, they're so consumed in their grief and how easily they forgot who he was and all the things that God had already done through him. But they started talking of stoning him, and he was distressed and might have destroyed him completely except for this. David encouraged himself in the Lord. This required a definite resolve in David's heart. Amen. He had a decision to make. Will he go deeper into his distress and into his depression? Will he worry more and allow it to make him more helpless? Or would he make a decision to turn his eyes back to the hills which cometh his help? David chose encouragement, not only to be encouraged, for there was no one around him who could or would or do that. He didn't have no iPhone. Let me call the pastor up. Let me, you know, we get discouraged and we automatically begin to think nobody cares. Ain't nobody come visited me in the hospital. Ain't nobody knows what I'm going through. Have you called anybody to let them know?
Yeah.
Come on. I know we've had to deal with that. You know, they said, well, nobody ever comes and sees me in the hospital. Well, guess what? Nobody knew you was in the hospital. But the Bible says call the elders. So don't go complaining until you at least called. Amen. Amen. But sometimes there's no one around you to encourage you. Sometimes your husband ain't there, your wife ain't there, the pastor ain't there, or church members ain't there. But David didn't encourage himself and others. He encouraged himself in the Lord. Amen. Because your encouragement in others is only just temporary. Amen. Most important thing to notice here is that David did not encourage himself in himself. He didn't encourage himself in others. He encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. Amen. You see, it was not just about David, but because David had a covenant with God. Therefore, since he had a covenant with God, this situation, it was God's business. Amen. After encouraging himself, then David was able to move on to the solution. See, you'll never get to the solution of your problem until you begin to get your focus off your problem and get your focus on God. Discouragement does not come from the Lord. It comes from the devil. That's why David could encourage himself in the Lord, because the Lord was the source of his solution, not the source of his problem. Amen. You see, anxiety, worry, and fretting, discouragement indicates that you're walking by sight instead of by faith. All right, come on now. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You're walking by sight instead of by faith. Because you're seeing the depression. You're seeing all the things. You're seeing nobody calling, nobody texting, nobody caring. You're walking by sight instead of by faith. Amen. Listen to these. You can go look up these. There's a ton of them. I just got a few of them here. But in discernment, Brother Branham said, let us pray. Say praise be to God. Oh my, this is what we need. This is the time. Is this the patient? How to do, sister? You are an awful deep thinker. Walking by sight. Got a weary spirit too. Always worrying about things you don't have no business to be worrying about. Oh boy. Always worried about things you've got no business to be worrying about. He said you're nervous, upset, and it's caused you to have acid in your blood, which give you arthritis. Well, that's going to the doctor right there. Amen. He said, you don't need a pill. You need to quit worrying. Amen. So, man, we live in a day that we're a bunch of legal dope heads. It's the truth. I know what I'm talking about. We got uppers. We got downers. We got this. We got that. We're legal dope heads. Listen, God didn't call you to be a doper. He called you to be a believer. Amen. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Turn your eyes from your problems and your situation and put them on Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, all right, come lady, you're a very deep thinker. You're sincere in it with all your heart, but it's caused you to be a nervous person. And you're very nervous. You're always taking other people's things and thinking about it. And you're crossing bridges before you get to it. And you're building things that never happened. And it developed a stomach problem for you. Oh, boy. There's a bunch of them. There's men, too. There's a couple women I read, but there's men, too. Deep thinkers, building bridges. You know, I've done that before. You know, you got a little situation with a brother and you need to go talk to him and you begin to think about, okay, I'm going to say this and he's going to say that. Then I'm going to say this and he's going to say that. Oh, and you start, he's going to say that, I'm going to say this. He's going to say that, I'm going to say this. And you get there and ain't nothing like that. The brother's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Amen. Most of our church problems get started by crossing bridges before you get there. Listen, we ain't called to cross a bridge. We're called to burn a bridge. It's time to burn every bridge that's behind us and go forward to the promise of God. You're not going to get nowhere fighting your brother. Amen. You know, but see, life is a series of problems. You say, I thought this was going to be encouraging. We're getting there. Life is a series of problems. Either you're in one now, or you're coming out of one, or you're about to go in another. Amen. Amen. The reason for this is God is more interested in your character than he is your comfort. God is more interested in making your life holy than he is making your life happy. You can be reasonably happy on earth, but that's not the goal of life. The goal is to grow in character in Christ's likeness. No matter how good things are in your life, there's always something bad that needs to be worked on. And no matter how bad things are in your life, there's always something good to thank God for. You can focus on your purposes or you can focus on your problems. If you focus on your problems, you're going into self-centeredness, which is my problem, my issue, my pain. Nobody cares. Nobody understands. It's me, Jesus. It's me, Jesus. It's me, Jesus. And we forget about the other hundred and whatever how many people in our church, and it's all about me. Service, home. I know I'm on it. I'm on it. I can feel it. Amen. It's all about service. It's all about me. Therefore, the air conditioner too cold, is too hot, sounds too loud, too soft, sounds blah, 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 blah. One of the easiest ways, you want to hear an easy way now? To get rid of the pain is to get your focus off yourself and get it on God and others. Realize a service ain't just about you. Now, I want you to understand, when it comes to receiving something from God, it's me. I want it. I'm pretty stingy when it comes to things of God. And a service, if nobody else gets blessed, I want to be blessed. Amen. Even if no one else is going to make it, I'm going to make it. Ought to be our attitude this morning. Amen. But we need to ask ourselves, am I going to live for possessions? Popularity? Am I going to be driven by pressures, guilt, bitterness, materialism? Or am I going to be driven by God's will for my life? When I get up in the bed and I sit on the side of my bed, I want to say, God, if I don't get anything else done today, I want to know you more and love you better.
Amen.
See, God put me on earth not to just fulfill a to-do list. Amen. I'm helping you brothers out now. Not just to fulfill a to-do list. He's more interested in what you are than what you do. Therefore, we're called human beings, not human doings. Hallelujah. We're called human beings, not human doings. But Satan wants to get us so focused on this Laodicean spirit. Got to have this and got to have that. Oh, look at what they're driving. We got to have this. We got to go. And we got two jobs. We got this. And for an old, all of a sudden, we get.
All right, that's good.
What happened? What happened? You've been doing and you missed it. Therefore, in happy moments, praise God.
Amen.
In difficult moments, seek God.
Right.
In quiet moments, worship God.
Yes.
In painful moments, trust God.
Amen.
In every moment, thank God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
But as we read in our opening scripture, and I want to hit on that for a moment about the garment of praise. Because we're talking about the power of worship. You know, it's amazing that the analogy or the words used here is garments of praise. Now, when you come in this morning, I'm pretty sure, I'm about 99% sure that none of you this morning got up and looked at your clothes in the closet and said, all right, gray suit, come on. Get on here. Blue shirt, get out of the closet. No, you had to make a choice. You had to say, you know what? I'm wearing a blue shirt this morning. I'm wearing a black shirt this morning. I'm wearing my black suit. I'm wearing these shoes. It was a garment. Therefore, you had to choose. I'm going to put this on. And it's the same way with praising God. Sometimes you don't feel like it. Sometimes you come to church on a Wednesday or you come to church or Monday morning, you're at work and all things are going wrong and it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But at every moment, you just got to say, God, I'm putting on my garment of praise.
Yeah. Amen.
Wrap me in your praise, Lord. It is an action. It's something that you got to do. A song leader can't do it for you. He can try, he can prepare, he can pray, the music can play, they can do whatever, but you have to choose, I'm going to worship God. I'm going to praise him. I might be having a bad, listen, praising God just, you know, in the good times, that's good, but that's not praising God. Truly praising God's whenever all hell's broke loose. Amen. All things are going wrong, and you come to church, and don't seem to, but all of a sudden, I'm going to praise you anyhow. I'm going to worship you anyhow. I'm going to glorify you anyhow. Amen. Amen. It's an action. It's a change in my thoughts from sorrow and worthlessness and depression and guilt and shame. I'm casting those things down and I'm picking up the garment of praise. Therefore, you begin praising your Savior instead of praising your problems. You begin praising the answer instead of the question. You begin praising the Redeemer instead of praising the sin. You praise the healer instead of the sickness. You put on the garment. It's his word. You cast down that old weary spirit. You got a choice this morning. Am I going to cast down that old weary spirit? Amen. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to cast down my imagination and every high thing that exalted itself. You know what that is? A high thing? That's an altar. Go through the Old Testament. They put it on the high places. It's something that you begin to worship more than your God. Amen. Some people want to worship their sicknesses. They ain't happy unless everybody knows they're sick. I so enjoyed last night because I heard people not coming up and focusing on their problems. Well, I got this, this, and this wrong. I heard people coming up and speaking the word.
Right.
It's going to be this way and this way and this way and this way. And that's exactly how it's going to happen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. If you can stop praising your problems and start praising the solution giver this morning, it'll be exactly as you say. My niece, you probably maybe have seen the video. My wife, me and my... Actually, well, it's a long story. It's kind of probably similar to y'all's church. Everybody's kin to everybody. So anyway, my niece and my cousin. Yeah, that's the way it is. We're close to Arkansas. Me and her daddy are double first cousins. We married sisters. So anyway, she gets up begins to realize hair is falling out of her head. And she goes down. It's a long story, but it goes all the way down to she's completely bald-headed. Doctors diagnosed her with alopecia, which is, it takes all the hair off your, every hair follicle off your body. And people, you see them, they don't have eyebrows. They don't have no hair anywhere. Just totally takes it away. And she was believing, just, you know, her mom and dad, he's a deacon in our church, wonderful family. And they was believing in, just asking God to move. And I never forget one Sunday my father was preaching, and I don't know if it was in his notes or not, but he started speaking about the woman's glory. And her glory being her hair, and how that, you know, you're not to cut it. I still believe in that today. And so, not to cut it, you know, to let it grow is what Paul taught in the New Testament there. And so he's preaching on that. And as he begins to walk off the platform, he realized, you know, I've preached the power of God and I've preached the word of God. And it's his word. He said that's a woman's glory. And he said, we have a girl out here that Satan has come and taken her glory from her. But he said, I will restore. And he called her up to the front and began to lay his hands on her. And the power of God fell on her. And, you know, a few days later, she was there in her room and she was still struggling in herself to just really grab a hold of something. She wanted something to she's only about 11, 12 years old at the time. And just, I got to have something. And she wakes up early one morning. Her mom's, I think, in the kitchen playing a tape. And she hears Brother Branham singing, I can, I will, I do believe. She reaches up and she grabs a piece of paper and she pins some words down. I can, I will, I do believe. And she nailed them to her wall. And every day she said, I can, I will, I do believe. I can, I will, I do believe. More hair falling out. I can, I will, I do believe. More hair falling out. I can, I will, I do believe. Coming along youth camp, and I'll never forget standing there at that line, and here she comes up, and now she's almost completely bald, just has a little string of hair coming out, and she comes walking up with some bobby pins. She says, Uncle Timothy, I'm going to wear these again. Whoa, hallelujah. Wait a minute, we prayed for her. I'll never forget her faith begin to rise. Day after day, it's rising. All the hair fall out. She didn't care. She kept believing. And coming a couple of months later, we're having a family camp. And in between there, I'm over there at their house. And she walks up to me. I'd never seen her. She wouldn't let anybody see her bald head. She always kept a hat or something over it. But she jerked it off. She said, Brother Uncle Timothy, you see my hair? I didn't see nothing but a bald head. But she said, it's growing. I can feel it. I can feel it. It's growing. I can. I will. I do believe. Oh, hallelujah. Is there any people like that this morning? It's happening. I don't know. I can't see it. It don't matter what I can see. Maybe you can't feel it, but I can. I will. I do believe. Just a few weeks later, she comes to our family camp we was having at the time. And Brother Ron was preaching. He called her up and said, Sister Mariah, come on up here. God's done some wonderful things for you. And as she walked up, she jerked her head off her head. And there was a full head of hair there. And today is down her back. Because I can, I will, I do believe. You need to tell that devil, I'm not letting loose of a promise. I can, I will, I do believe. you hold on to that promise. If you receive something here, do not let it go. I'm going to hold it, and I'm going to keep claiming it. I'm going to keep testifying. I can, I will. I do believe. Many times, if we ain't careful, we're walking by sight and not by faith. But Paul said to walk by faith and not by sight. That was the source of his stability. That was the source of his strength. And when we walk by faith, we put our confidence in the Lord and his promises. But when we walk by sight, we're trusting in our own senses. We're trusting in our feelings and our understandings. And we fall prey to the deceptions of the world, the flesh, and the devil. When we find ourselves discouraged, we find out where we're placing our trust. The answer is to put your trust back in the Lord. Paul said that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when discouragement comes, you find that you have been walking by sight instead of by faith. Go back to the scriptures. Go back to the word. Let the promises of God build that faith back up. God wants you to be encouraged. He has given you the means by which to be encouraged. Amen. Recognize that you don't have to stay discouraged. You don't have to stay there. And Brother Branham said you can't help a bird from flying over your head, but you can sure keep it from building a nest. Am I getting in trouble with this? I don't know. But my dad had to, and we'll let Brother Nathan fix it. I'm leaving here in a few days. My dad had some birds, some old, I don't know, barn swallows or something, trying to build some old muddy nest on the side of his head, on the side of his house. You know them, you ever seen them? They build their old mud swallow things, just nasty, and you can take a pressure washer off and you can't hardly get it off. Well, you know, I found one thing that'll fix them. It's called a shotgun. Yeah. And that's what you got to do. I mean, you ain't got no choice. Or they'll muddy up your house and they'll build it all over. And they'll just bring stains of all kinds of things over there and scarred it all up, you know. But if you take that shotgun and you wait just a little bit, he's coming back. Bye-bye, birdie. It's over. So you can't help when the devil wants to come by and put a thought in your head. But remember, it's not your thought. It's not your thought. That's his old dirty mind. It ain't your mind. That's his mind. Amen. But what you do, you grab a double barrel shotgun. It'll take him out of the sky every time. Amen. It's over. Amen. When you take him back to the word, that's why Jesus would say, it is written, it is written, it is written. He was showing you if you'd use the word on him, he don't have a place to stand. You can encourage yourself. You can encourage yourself in the Lord. David remembered this. When the circumstances of life pressed on David, David pressed into his benefits. Yes. I like that. Psalms 103, we mentioned it for, Friday night. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities? Well, let me just add a little something to that. You know, we dealt on the diseases, but I don't care what sin you came up here with the last night. It can be whatever name it wants to be named. It fits in all. This blood is powerful enough for every sin. All. Who forgives all your diseases? Who redeems your life from destruction? Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like eagles? So stop giving voice to your discouragement and start giving voice to your encouragement. Stop repeating the lies of the devil and start speaking the promises of God. Stop speaking out of fear and start speaking in faith. Stop talking about the problems and start talking about the solution. Amen. Find out what God's word has to say about your situation. Then start speaking it. As we heard, your mountain knows your voice. He said, you speak to the mountain. He didn't say, get Brother Nathan, Brother Timothy, or a minister. He said, you speak to your mountain. Amen. Meditate on the Lord. Psalms 94 and verse 19, in the multitude of my thoughts, within me thy comforts delight my soul. 119 and 28 says, my soul melteth for heaviness, but strengthen me according to thy word. Proverbs 12 and verse 25 says, heaviness or anxiety in the heart of a man maketh him stoop, but a good word maketh him glad. So we're to praise him. Psalms 150 and verse 1 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with a psaltery and harp. Praise him with a timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath. Let everything that hath breath. How many's got breath in your body this morning? Take a big old deep breath. It's only halftime. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. As David said, my cup runneth over. Brother Branham said, I love to get to that running over portion. I say, God, let us get to that running over portion. He said, don't you? And then when you get to there, you can help somebody else when you're running over. Listen, if I was you, I mean, we're having some special services. If I was you, I would expect every service to be special. Why can't every service be special? Why can't every service we be expecting God to heal the sick and God to raise the dead and God to bring back the dark places and God to let light shine in hearts? Why can't we be expecting every service to be special? Why can't we be expecting every day to be special? We are living in a special time. Amen. Expect God to move. I'm looking for more of the supernatural. Come on. Amen. If you say, well, I don't know, God don't do that, you come to the wrong person. We had a little sister in our church, Sister Lana Butts, diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma, Hodgkin's lymphoma. I don't have the picture here with me. But in a terrible, I'll save that for you, Brother Joe. You can show the picture. Amen. Brother Joe's word, he ain't going to have nothing to preach tonight. He said he figured out where he's coming from the family tree section. That's a good place to go. Sister Lana, another deacon and his wife, she diagnosed with this. Stage 4. Looks impossible. She comes to service and she's sitting in the back having to be basically quarantined because of her chemo and stuff she's going through, and her immune system's tore down, and sitting in the very back with some of her family. My father's ministering on Sunday morning, and he's preaching. He's speaking about a God who does extreme things. Bible days are here again. As I said Friday night, Brother Branham started the car. He didn't turn it off. He left it running. He showed us a God who heals, a God who sets free, a God who delivers, a God who gives a hair back to a girl, a God that'll defeat every devil. Here she is sitting back there. Get to the end of the service, and Brother Tim starts singing. He goes into leaning on the everlasting arms. I'm leaning on Jesus. Leaning, what a place to be this morning. If you can ever get yourself from leaning on your own crutches, and your own past, and your own complexes, and start leaning on Him, He'll take care of what you're going through. Goes into the verse, what have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting. Here's a little woman sitting back there. Is now dried up to less than 100 pounds. Frail little body. Spirit of God begins to move, and it fell on her. Out of her seat she came, ran down them stairs, ran all the way around that big old church with her hands lifted in the air, giving praise to Almighty God, thanking Him for her healing and her delivering. I'm talking about a woman whose lungs were messed up with cancer.
Right.
Having a hard time breathing, having a hard time, amen, even standing, and having a hard time just living. Had four rounds of chemo a week. Spirit of God fell on her, and around and around that building she went, giving praise to God. The next couple of days, might have been the next day, she goes for a PET scan again. They come back and they say, "Well, we don't know what to say, but the cancer's all gone." Completely gone. Not one sign of it. They said, "We don't even know what to tell you what to do. We don't know what to tell you. We're going to send you to another specialist down in Houston. Maybe they can tell you what to do." Took her down there, and he looks at her. He said, "What are you doing here?" I'm talking about the power of praise. It puts me in mind of another little woman on the shores of the Red Sea. Amen. She had heard the message come out of her, and she left Egypt, and she goes walking down to the Promised Land, and all of a sudden there's a Red Sea in her path, and she hears something. There's chariots behind her, but you know what? God had been waiting for this moment. In the beginning of time, before, as He was carving out the mountains, He was carving out the sea, God said, "Look at there. That looks like a good place to bring a trap for the devil." He's already back there, and He's rejoicing. He said, "Look at there, angels. Look there. As He's going to come right down here, and I'm going to destroy them all right there." Hallelujah. God has brought the way that we are, the atmospheres we're living in, and He's invited every devil down into this atmosphere, not for your destruction, for His destruction. Hallelujah. He said, "Look at there. It's going to be so dark. It's going to be so bad. But look what's going to happen. She's going to overcome Him. She's going to rise above Him. Look, she's going to go praising God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever." Hallelujah. Miriam hears it, sees the seas stand up to attention. And here they come walking through on dry ground. And the voice had spoken, said, "The enemy that you see today, you'll see no more forever." But if you read the Bible, a few verses later it said they saw them floating. What was the deal? What was He speaking of? Sometimes we get in our mind the way it's going to be, and you know, God's going to do this, and it's just going to poof, gone. And sometimes God don't do it the way we most of the time. He don't do things the way we think He's going to do it. But here they went down in that ocean, upright, driving their chariots, and they came up floating. They lost all power. There wasn't another one of them taskmasters to ever pick a whip up again. There wasn't another taskmaster there left that could say, "Miriam, do this, you do this, or I'll beat you and come out with a whip and whip her." It was dead. Hallelujah. And we saw Miriam running around a church. Why? Because her enemy was dead. I wonder how many Miriams this weekend has realized, "I don't have that anymore. It's gone. I've been delivered. I'm set free." Oh my God, I don't know if I got time for all this. I was picking on air and being the long-winded one. I don't know. We could go through. Brother Brown said, "I've seen so many intellectual drawings of the rock that followed them in the wilderness. This is one of the most critical ones I've seen long ago, not long ago, till there was just a little rock laying there on top of a hill. And Moses was smitten the rock, and Israel was down there with a teacup, getting them a drink out of this little sprinkle that fell down out of this rock. That's just somebody's idea." He said, "But when the rock brought forth his waters, there was 2 million people besides ox, camels, and everything else that drank. And it was a gushing stream that come out of there. That's the way they try to make the Holy Spirit, Christ, today. Just a little sprinkle here and a sprinkle there. Just enough sprinkle to get you to believe there's a God. But it's not. It's an abundance of water. It's an abundance of water. Listen, he had enough water for Friday night. He had enough water for Saturday night. He got enough water for today. He's got enough water for tomorrow, tonight. He's got enough water for Wednesday night, Monday, Tuesday. He's got enough water. He ain't ran out of water. Hallelujah. It's an abundance of water. To David said, my cup runneth over. It's just a gusher of the Holy Spirit. But people are afraid of it. Some people say, well, I'm just a little afraid I'll do this or do that. I happen to go a little too deep. He said, I show you some people that went a little too far. He said, but you never point to those that don't go far enough. Oh, boy. Just about how the ones that didn't go far enough. I can tell you about those that didn't go far enough. David saw the word returning. Oh, man. He got a little excited. Oh, amen. He got a little excited. There's something happening. The word was being restored. It's coming back to its rightful position. Hello, somebody. Is that not what happened in our day? The word has been brought back to its right place. The truth that was lost down through the dark ages has been restored. Amen. God had restored, baptism restored, the Holy Ghost restored, holiness restored. So all these things have been lost is restored. Seven seals unsealed. All the things that have taken place. And you mean to tell me I'm supposed to be like a little church mouse and afraid to say something? No. John said all of heaven heard him shouting and all of the earth heard him shouting when he saw his name. Woo! Hallelujah. How many have saw your name written there? If you saw your name written there, there ain't a devil that can keep you from shouting. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. I saw my name. He said me. Oh. Hallelujah. Hey, man, I've been in places. They'll call this name and call that name. I don't pay no attention. Mr. So-and-so, please come to the front. Mr. So-and-so, please come to the front. Mr. So-and-so, Miss So-and-so. I don't pay no attention. Ain't my name. But all of a sudden, walking down there one day, I heard my name. That was my name. They want me. Hey, man. Hey, come on, somebody. Somehow we get the idea the church ain't supposed to be excitable. But you'll go to a ball game and act like a fool. We heard it a while ago. I mean, I just feel like if you can act like a fool worshiping a little leather ball going up and down the, my goodness, what can we do when somebody's getting set free from pornography? Eternal things are happening and sisters are being restored, families are being brought back. You think I'm going to sit still? No, I ain't sitting still. No, I ain't sitting still. Amen. Yes. David wasn't sitting still. But you know who the criticism came from? It didn't come from the Philistines. It didn't come from those out of the outside of the land. It came to those from those closest to him. Amen. His own wife. Said, you'd make a fool out of yourself. Brother Brown said, he looked at her and said, you don't like that? Whoo, help me, Lord. If you don't like that, watch this. If you don't like that, watch this. Listen, if they didn't like last night's service, if they didn't like Friday night service, if they didn't like this year, they ain't going to like next year. They ain't going to like the next service. I'm expecting more healings, more deliverances, more prodigals return, more Holy Ghost. Watch this. More power, more of the anointing, more worship. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're Church of Christ, it's time for you to go home. But if there's a worshiper here this morning, it's time for you to celebrate your freedom. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. Watch this. You think if I've been in a prison and I've been falsely accused of something and I've been put wrongly in a jail and one day a key comes in that door, I hear it locked and the jailer says, come on out, boy. You was wrongly accused. It wasn't your fault. It was so-and-so's fault. You come on out. You say, well, praise God. If you've been set free. I want you to know, maybe you're in the prison this morning, but it ain't your sin. It ain't your thoughts. It ain't your wrongs. It belongs to the devil. And there's a blood that'll take that sin and it'll roll it all the way down and put it back on him. You can walk out of your prison. You can walk out of your prison. You can walk out in Jesus' name. Amen. Mercy. But when you get in a battle, it's easy to forget to praise him. Our lives ought to be a praise offering, a sacrifice. It's called a sacrifice of praise for a reason, because it's a sacrifice. You got to kill this old flesh. But how quickly in the journey, we're going, just hang on. How quickly in the journey the children of Israel turned from rejoicing and praising to complaining. Amen. All right. Somebody said, Brother Joe preached, and I seen how you preach. Said, Brother Joe's like a rocket. He just, he said, you go up and down, up and down, up and down. Take us about over, and you go back and come back up. So this is one of them maybe down moments, okay? Just hold on to your seat for a moment. After all those great signs and wonders, revival had quietened down. The first thing you know, when the revival quietened down, they forgot about the miracles. He said, isn't that like people today? They forget what God did last year, what God did at the last meeting, what God did for you yesterday. You forget all about it, and they begin to murmur. They said, our souls loatheth this light bread. After they left the garlics and onions of Egypt and were eating angels' food and still complaining. Isn't that a lot like the church? Oh, that's a quote. Isn't that a lot like the church? Now, I've come down to the holiness people now. Yeah, all of you. Okay. Eating angels' food and said, I wish we're back in Egypt to get some more garlic. Oh, come on. Been eating angels' food this weekend. Monday morning, click. Looking at that TV again. As we said Friday night, a devil told a man, what you going to do? You fake. You going to go back to your TV? I know it got quiet and tight. Told you it's going to be a moment here. But I don't understand why a man needed a devil to tell him when he had a prophet to tell him. But one thing I want to finish that story, that man in that moment, he stopped, he backed up, and he lifted his hands. And all the people around in our church, they knew him. He said, brothers and sisters, it's true. He said, I've done it, but I'm going to make it right. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to kick that thing out of my house, and I ain't having it again. Eating angels' food one weekend and garlics and leeks of Egypt the next day. All right, we'll get back up in a minute. Just hang on. He says, look, Clayton, I don't know, I don't even know who this group is, but Clayton, maybe some of you older folks do, McMitchin, and his Wildcats are going to be at the bar tonight. If I hadn't had joined this old church, I'd go down there. He said, you might as well go on. Where your treasures is, there's your heart. You never got nothing when you started. That's right. Oh, I like to do this or I do that. There you are. Always a complaint. Yeah. Always a complaint. Nothing can be run to our satisfaction. You know, we got a church too. We're not a bunch of church of angels. It's hot for one, cold for the other. Hot for one. You can count them up and we'd never agree. It's this, it's that. It's this. I mean, it's always something to complain about. Always. If you come looking for it, you're going to find it. It's like it was said, you know, about that man offering plate come around. He reached in his pocket and he picked out a dime and he threw it in there. Preacher preached. He didn't quite like what the preacher preached. So he's walking out the back and he saw the offering plate laying there and he picked his dime up, put it back in his pocket. The little boy looked at him and said, "Daddy, if you'd have put more in, you'd have got more out." Preacher to do all the praying and all the studying and all the belief, and we want the song leader to do all the worshiping and the piano player to play some good music. We want all of everybody to do everything, but what you put in is what you'll get out. If you'll put your whole heart into it, you'll get a boatload overflowing, running down, pressed down, and running out. Your cup will be overflowing, and the next thing you know, you'll be so drunk you don't see nobody else's mistakes. You don't see nobody else's problems. You don't see this and that fault over there. All you can see is Jesus. Just need to get a little drunker. Hallelujah. Amen. They left the place with the great boasting physicians of Egypt, boasting about what they could do to be with the great physician. And they left the place where they said days of miracles were past to be with the people who had signs and wonders. Listen, a pillar of fire by day and a cloud by night, and still complaining. Right. Right. Join the camp, shouting, miracles being performed, and then complaining about it. He said that's the reason the water dried up. That's the reason why they didn't have nothing to eat or drink, because they were murmuring. That was the matter with the churches around Louisville. Murmuring, complaining. Mercy, get back in the harness. It ain't just the pastor's duty to be in the harness. Every one of us needs to have our shoulder to the wheel. Amen. Say, who's this guy Moses? Who do he think he is? That old Holy Road preacher. Who made him who he is? Listen, I don't know if y'all understand what's going on here, but this is a phenomenon. This right here is a miracle. That a man could have something on his heart to start a work. And it starts in the living room with his family. And look what it is today. Listen, we're in a church that has been going now for 40-something years. And y'all have just about where we at in 8 years. Be careful what you're complaining about. Amen. Because if you ain't careful, the devil will talk you right into murmuring against the Holy Ghost. Listen, I know how it is. You say, "Well, Abraham, Brother Marion, he told him." I'll tell you right now. He told him what to preach. No, he ain't told me nothing. You know, Dad, my dad says it like this. He said, people tell me that, well, he must have told him. He said, matter of fact, I did. And matter of fact, I gave him a $500 extra in the offering for him to preach. I mean, if you're going to believe that, you might as well believe the rest. But how many times we minimize, Satan loves to minimize vindication and maximize excuses. He minimizes the moving of the Spirit. And, oh, it's just so-and-so. It's just this. It's just brother this. Murmuring and complaining. We're getting back up. Just hang on a minute. Buckle up. Maybe I should have read y'all that warning before I got there. Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up. We're going to hit some turbulence. Amen. It's tight, but we're going somewhere. I know he sent me to the right place. Amen. They left garlic and onions to eat angels' food and was complaining about it. I know it's making Brother Nathan nervous, because he's probably getting that from you too. He told me, but he didn't tell me nothing. God did. God knows your heart. He knows your situation. He knows. Listen, I'm talking from our church, okay? This is not your church. I'm talking about our church. But I've witnessed and seen men and women, mothers and fathers, sit around a dinner table and destroy a service in a few moments. And in the process, destroy their children. Destroy the confidence in the ministry. Destroy the confidence in the people of God just by what's coming out of their mouth over a dinner table. And we got children today that can't come to the house of God because of what, not the preacher said, their mom and daddy said.
Right. 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 Right.
You got to be careful because it's not just your ears. He got little ears. And they'll suffer for years and years because of what's said around some mashed potatoes and fried chicken. They left a bunch of people that believed in the days of miracles were past to be with a bunch of people that believed all things were possible and still complaining. Come out of Egypt, come out of the world, out of this glorious church of the living God, the firstborn, because we have a little trial. God asks us to believe and hold on, and we still complain. Hey, listen, I'm burning the hide off of me this morning. They left the people back there that had no signs to live under the pillar of fire and a cloud and was complaining about it. No wonder their water supply was cut off. God don't want us to complain. Brother Brandon would say this. He said, give me grace to never complain. He said, I want my life. Lord, I want my life. God, grant our life, my people's life. He said, my life. I want my people's life. God, grant that our life be crowned no matter what we suffer, no matter what takes place, how many turns against me. I know this one thing in my life. As I get older, my friends, the streams that are behind me will soon be running out narrow and narrow. As I go down the road, I know one thing. It'll come to pass after a while. There'll be nobody come to me and ask for me advice. He paid a high price to bring you this message. The ones who know me in my younger days will be gone if I shall live. My friends will get fewer and fewer as I get older. I know that someday I got to die, but I hope that God never let Satan crown me as an old, crabbed, indifferent man, and my wife an old nagging woman. Old nagging woman, or your wife. Are you that way? I pray, brother, that our lives will be crowned with the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, patience, truth, faith, and the Holy Spirit. He said, I do not try to say too much about it, you know, around people complaining, because I think one of the horriblest things is to see a man or a woman that's constantly complaining. I've always thought, God, keep me from it. See, that weakens faith all the time, you know. I know as they get older, each one of us, we're going to get something happening, something happening, and I know that little things are going to keep accumulating. That's as you get older, they just got to. But I think one of the most horrible things is for Satan to crown some person's life, an old crabbed old woman or old man, or old woman. You see, I hope that I don't get to that place. I hope I can bear it, my burdens. I want my life to be crowned with the glory of God, His long suffering, His gentleness, His peace, His meekness, and filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. But we are to remember what God's done. Yes. And we are to look at what He's doing and praise Him for it. Amen. And thank Him for it. Maybe you can't answer all the questions. There are going to be questions that will be unanswered. But there's a God who can answer and hold you in those times.
Amen.
Hey, man, as we bring this down, I got just a minute more, or 10 minutes, 20, 30. Hey, man. Turn to Acts 16 and verse 23. Now, let's go back up again. Acts 16 and verse 23, and when they had laid many stripes on them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas complained, fussed. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. Amen. And the prisoners heard them. Oh my. They didn't believe in a quiet church, did they? Amen. Amen. You know, I got to looking at this brother Nathan, and it's wonderful. We sing songs now today. My chains are gone. We sing songs, how great is our God. We sing songs about how wonderful He is, all the things that have been written, and it's a wonderful inspiration, but they didn't have that back in that day. Well, you know, we get in a time, and I've been in them. I woke up one morning, devil against me, and I began to sing, victory is mine. Victory. I looked at old devil and said, get you behind. Victory today is mine. They didn't have that song. But they had this song, and it actually, when it said sang praises, it was actually the Passover hymns. And the Passover hymns, you can turn your Bibles real quick with me, and we will end with these Passover hymns this morning. Psalms 113 and verse 1. Now remember what we just read. They're in the inner prison. They've been beaten. They got many stripes on them. They got blood running down their face. And they got plenty of reasons to complain. Plenty of reasons to say, God, why am I in this place? Why am I in this prison, Lord? Why? About midnight, Paul looked over Silas and said, you know what I feel like doing? What's that, Paul? I feel like praising, praising Him. I feel like praising, praising Him. Hey man, you got to be careful when you get a critical spirit over you about songs and things. Now realizing you might be criticizing the move in the Holy Ghost. I can go a lot of places, but I'm going to just move right there. Psalms 113 and verse 1. Paul looked at Silas and said, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. And Silas said, this is my verse. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Oh, hallelujah. It don't matter if you get up that morning, you're beat and you're put in a prison. His name's to be praised. Amen. Did you realize when God told the children of Israel, I'm going to take you out of Egypt and I'm going to take you into a promised land, He didn't mention the Red Sea. He didn't mention the bitter waters. He didn't mention no food. He didn't mention no water. He just said, I'm going to take you out and I'm taking you in. God ain't concerned about what happens between A and B. He's already got the answer. Amen. And He's the author and the finisher of your faith. He ain't told you about the sickness you'll go through. He ain't told you about the weary moments you'll have. But He's already got the answer for it. He said, I'm going to take you out. And He who brought you out is going to take you in. So from the rising of the sun to the going down, His name is to be. The Lord is high above all nations. And His glory above the heavens, who is like unto God, Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbled Himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth. He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that He may set him with princes, even the princes of His people. He makes the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. I'm going to tell you something. That scripture right there means a lot to me right now, because I got a middle sister who's been married about 16 years and ain't had a baby. She's been calling for that and wanting that child. I believe God's the answer. It's going to happen. It ain't if. It's going to happen, because God promised it's going to happen. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to praise Him till it does happen. And every time that old whisper comes in my ear and says it's impossible, I'm going to point him back to this scripture, this promise. He's still the same. He gave a baby to Hannah. He gave a baby to the others. He'll do it for her. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from his people a strange language. Judah was his sanctuary. Israel was his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams and the little hills like lambs. What aileth thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest, thou Jordan that was driven back? Listen to him talking to the devil. You mountains that you skip like rams and you little hills like lambs, tremble thou earth. Woo! They begin to sing their confession. Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into standing water and the flint unto the mountains of water. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. I'm singing you Paul and Silas' song this morning. For thy mercy and for thy truth's sake, wherefore shall the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He has done whatsoever He pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work works of man's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes they have, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses they have, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet they have, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. In other words, they're dead. And they that make them are like unto them, dead. So is everyone that trusts in them, dead. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their house and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Paul and Silas is singing to you this morning. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is your help and your shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. Can you imagine the Lord has been mindful of blood running down? Pretty soon the prisoner's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I ain't never heard nothing like this before. Usually when people get thrown in jail, they're cursing and screaming I'm innocent and I ain't done nothing, cussing out Caesar, whoever it was. I'm not a history teacher, but whoever it was.
Right.
Now prisoners are like, what's going on? What's happening? Hey, I like it when we're in the service when people are looking across like, what's happening?
Yeah.
I don't like being in church. Everybody's just like, well, nothing's going on. I like those places, Brother Nathan. What's going on? Who is that?
Yeah.
Who? Who is that over there? What's happening? The Lord has been mindful of us. And He will bless us. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless the house of Israel. Bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children.
Glory. Amen.
Amen.
He put it there. I didn't put it there. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth hath He given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord. Oh, now we know what the problem is. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Oh, Silas said that was a good verse. Paul, let me sing another one. I love the Lord. Because He's heard my voice and my supplication. He has inclined His ear unto me. Therefore I will call upon Him as long as I live. The sorrows of death can pass me and the pains of hell got hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow, but I called upon the name of the Lord. Oh Lord, I beseech Thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. Paul said, let me have a turn. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and He helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee, for thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore have I spoken. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, I was greatly afflicted, and I said in my haste, oh, men are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Oh, Lord, truly, I am Thy servant. I am Thy servant, the son of Thy handsmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. They begin to speak the word of God. They begin to confess the word of God. It didn't matter how dark the prison was. It didn't matter how deep they was in it. They still say, I'm going to praise God anyhow. If nobody else worships this morning, I'm going to worship God anyhow. If nobody else gives Him praise, I'm going to praise Him anyhow. If nobody else cares, I care about Him. I'm going to wash the feet of Jesus. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Oh, man, have you got tired yet? Praise Him, all ye people, for His merciful kindness is great towards us. The truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say, his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say, I called upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me. Hallelujah. And he set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. Woo! Hallelujah. And right there is enough to just go ahead and shout about. Won't you look at that devil and say, he's on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Now this is David writing this, and he's facing a physical enemy. Physical spear, physical shield, physical sword. You ain't facing that this morning. It's not flesh and blood. I will not fear. What can any devil do unto me? The Lord taketh my part. Oh, Jesus. He took my stripes. He took my pain. He took my sickness, Brother Nathan. He took my sorrows. He took my depression. That stripe, I'm healed. He took my part. He took my sins. He took my iniquities. By his stripes, I'm healed. He took my part. I was who was guilty. He was innocent. But he took my part. He took your part this morning. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than put confidence in princes. All nations can pass me about, all devils, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They can pass me about, yea, they can pass me about, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They can pass me about like bees, they're quenched as a fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me, and I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me sore, but he's not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go unto them, and I will praise the Lord. The gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee. For thou hast heard me, and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused to become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. And save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God in the Lord is the Lord, which has showed us the light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, and I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. Hallelujah. So that the foundation of the prisons were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. Hallelujah. Amen. Parents, if you want your child loose, you need to start praising God. Amen. If you want your son saved, you need to praise God. Quit looking at the struggles. Quit looking at the problems. Praise him anyhow. Hallelujah. Amen. Husband, if you want your wife saved, you need to start praising God. Wife, if you want your husband saved, you need to start praising God. If you want healing this morning, you need to start praising God. If you want deliverance this morning, you need to start praising God. I believe this morning if we let worship loose for a moment, things will begin to happen. There wouldn't be a sick person left among us. There wouldn't be a depressed person. There wouldn't be anxiety. If we would start celebrating our freedom and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad I'm coming out of my prison. I'm coming out of my prison doors. I'm not going to be bound no longer. Let the worshipers arise. Let the worshipers arise. Is there any worshipers here this morning? I'm going to go. I'm taking my sword. I'm going down to the wells of Bethlehem. And I'm going to get him a fresh drink of Pentecostal waters. Oh, yeah. Go ahead and worship him. Celebrate your freedom. If you've been set free from pornography, I would just celebrate it right now. If you've been set free from anxiety and fears and depression, I would just go ahead and celebrate it right now. This is your moment. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. I hear those chains falling. Every prisoner this morning can walk out. You don't have to leave here bound. You don't have to leave here discouraged. I would say, God, I'm going to praise you anyhow. I'm going to worship you anyhow. I'm going to get you a fresh drink of those Pentecostal waters. Oh, praise the Lord. Father, we love you, Lord, this morning. There's power in praise. No wonder the devil wants to come along and quench it and say it's rock and roll, it's this, it's that, because he knows if the people begin to praise the Lord.
That's right.
Lord, I remember, Father, as they was walking into the promised land and they come to Jericho and they was wondering, how are we going to get over these walls? How are we going to get around it? What are we going to do? You came down and you gave the battle plan. You told them to march around that wall 7 times. Ooh, Jesus. What was it? It was a sign of our day. The seals being opened. It opened the rest of the promise. When Jericho fell, it opened the rest of the promise. And here they were marching around. But he said on that seventh day, that's the day we're living in. He said, you get the people together and you let them give a big shout. And them walls are going to come down. But the devil wants to say, well, that's just emotion. That's just this. He knows the power of that shout.
That's right.
He's witnessed it. That sigh, that shout would go forth. The power of God was released. It hit walls so thick that 2 chariots could walk, run around the top of it. And they just begin to crumble and fall. Many of the walls we got in our lives are walls that we allowed Satan to build, or we built ourselves. Allowed him come and build a wall around our joy. Build a wall around our worship. Well, I'm just afraid of what so-and-so would think. I don't really care. I'm just afraid of what this one may say. I don't really care. I'm afraid of what this may... Quit being afraid. Just worship God. Somehow you got to get past that. Fears? The woman that washed Jesus' feet had a lot of fears. But she had to break through those fears to fall down at his feet. Begin to let her hair fall down and worship and praise and glorify God. Sometimes God just looking, listening for your voice. Are you going to speak? Are you going to say? What are you waiting on? It's your turn. Listen, I can't say it no better than the prophet of God said. He said, we're the final voice to the final age. In other words, you have a voice. And Satan trembles at that voice. We got it all in our heads. Like it's been said, a preacher's got to say this. A preacher's got to say that. I remember a little lady one time was in our church. She still is, but in her church she'd had some kind of brain issue. And her brain was pushing too far down on her spinal cord, causing her to have seizures and everything. And she went through some extreme operations to where she lost feeling in her feet. She couldn't hold a pen no more. Lost it. She couldn't stand and close her eyes. She closed her eyes, she'd fall over because she couldn't get her bearings. She's sitting in a service one morning. Brother Tim's preaching on anointed to speak. I think she was sitting right in front of me and Sister Ruth. Spirit of God began to move in that congregation. That little girl stood to her feet. She said, I'm healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Just like that. I'm healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Went back the next day. She was looking at a serious operation. The doctors was going to have to take a pump and put it from her fluid, or get the fluid that was coming and bring it, some kind of deal around to her lungs, and their lungs would pump the fluid off her brain. And a serious thing. And went back for an MRI, and it was all gone. She said in that service, she came up for prayer, or another service there afterwards just to reassure her faith. She came up for prayer and she said, Brother Tim laid his hands on my back right at the spot of that surgery was to take place. And she said it just like fire went into my body and I didn't know what to do. It said it was almost uncomfortable. And I went back to my seat and it was just burning and burning. And I was like, Lord, what's going on? And she said, I sat down and I said, Lord, if this is you, just let it go on out my body. And she said, as soon as she said it, it goes, shoo. She went back and watched the video. She said, I watched the video as the video camera caught me coming down to the altar. And Brother Tim prayed, I remember about 15, 20 minutes just interceding for her. And not one time did he put his hand on her back. God's just listening for the right words. Let's bow our heads. We've had prayer lines. I have to have nothing against prayer lines. I believe in altar calls. But God's waiting for your voice. We'll give you an opportunity to just speak to Him. You talk to the Lord. Express your heart to Him. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Church, you're going to go through struggles. We all go through seasons of our lives. You're going to have them. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Maybe some of you just need to bow your head and repent. Say, Lord, I've been complaining. I've been murmuring. Forgive me. That's all it takes. It don't take a big ordeal. It just takes a few moments to say, Lord, I'm sorry. You talk to the Lord. This is your moment with the King. This is your personal time with Him. He wants to hear your voice. He wants to hear you talk to Him. Young person, He wants to hear your voice. Daddy, He wants to hear your voice. Mama, He wants to hear your voice. Grandpa, Grandma, He wants to hear your voice. Preachers, He wants to hear your voice. Deacons, musicians, everybody, He wants to hear your voice. Father, this morning, Lord, there's power in praise. There's power in worship, Lord. Lord, forgive me if I've ever complained and I've ever murmured. Lord, I don't want to be one of those that die in the wilderness. But I want to be one of those that goes all the way into the promised land. I'm a Caleb who says, give me my mountain. Give me my inheritance. I trust you, Lord. In the dark times, I trust you. In the moments I can't handle, I trust you. In the moments I can handle, I trust you. Every moment, Lord, I want to trust you, Father. Lord, I just want to pray for this congregation this morning, Lord. Just as a congregation with the pastor and his wife and the board members and the deacons, trustees, all the musicians, every person here, Lord, that comes to this place, every person in this building, oh, Father, I ask you to just continue to bless this work. Lord, continue to bless Brother Nathan, Lord, the associate ministers that are with him. Lord, just give them, Lord, the abilities, Lord, to preach your word without fear or favor. Lord, when the devils are trying to wash away convictions and wash away, Lord, the things of our things we've been faithfully taught in the Word, the Bible, the scriptural teachings of the Bible. God, Satan's against it, and he's coming against it with everything that he's got. But Lord, there's men here, and I'm thankful, that'll stand there and hold the gospel light. There's families here that'll stand there and hold the old gospel light. There's young people that says, no, I'm going to stand for Jesus and I'm going to let the world go by. Lord, there's deacons, there's trustees, there's song leaders, there's musicians, Father, that will dedicate themselves fully to your word and to your will, Lord. I'm thankful for this church. I ask you to bless it, Father. Bless every service. May every service be special. May every service be anointed by the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost fall, Lord, in every time. May there not be one moment that we walk in these doors that you're not here, Father. You're not moving. You're not calling. You're not wooing. You're not speaking. But, Lord, you're here every time. And you're moving. You're anointing the speaker. You're anointing the hearer. You're anointing the heart to receive. Lord, there's many out there, even maybe in this building this morning, that's got broken hearts. Man, my men have hurt them, said things, lied to them, said stuff, whatever. But you're here, Lord, the mender of the broken pieces. Lord, you can do things that a minister can't do. We can speak, Lord, for hours, and you can do more than just a few moments. In these few moments right now, we ask, Father, you begin to mend the broken heart. Let a salve fall upon these people, Lord, that's been scarred by ministries and scarred by hurtful things that have been said to them. Lord, let your anointing oil just fall upon them right now. Let it just fall upon their lives, Father. Where Satan would try to come and attach something there, may you be driven back from that, I pray. In Jesus' name, we worship you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you today. We love you. We'll be praying for you. God is so good to us. Don't ever forget who he is. Your storms are your life. The sickness that you go through, the heartache you face, never changes who he is. He's still the same today. Amen. I got a request this morning. Ask Brother Nathan to sing. This is how I fight my battles. Amen. I fight my battles with the word of God and a testimony and a praise on my lips. God's still God. God's still God. Amen. God bless you today.
Love the Lord this morning. I don't think I have a voice to sing, so you're going to have to help me. But ain't that like a preacher? I thought it was wonderful how that song that they were singing spoke the very word, thou hast loosed my bonds. Amen. What a wonderful thing. What a wonderful word that we were under. It has power. Amen. Just look back there. Good to see Brother Jeremy and Sister Beth Dunn with us this morning. All of you visitors, different ones from different places. We've got Texas and Louisiana and all kinds of different places represented this morning. But it's good to be in church. And you know, I think that Brother Timothy, he owes me and Brother Joe a great gratitude this morning, because if it hadn't been for Brother Joe studying so hard this week and sending me pictures and me spending time this morning to have slides, he wouldn't have had those pictures up here this morning. But I don't know what Brother Joe's going to preach on tonight, but there's still water. Amen. There's still water. What was it you want me to sing? All right. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Lord, this is how I fight my battles. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. Lord, it may look like I'm surrounded. I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. When it looks like I'm surrounded, then I'm surrounded by you. Oh, when it looks like I'm surrounded, then I'm surrounded by you. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. Lord, this is how I fight my battles. It may look like I'm defeated, but I retreat into you. Oh, when it looks like I'm defeated, then I retreat into you. Oh, Jesus, will you fight my battles? Jesus, will you fight my battles? Oh, Jesus, will you fight my battles? Oh, Jesus, will you fight my battles? When I know that I need healing, my healing comes from in you. When I know that I need healing, my healing comes from in you. Oh, Jesus, will you fight my battles? Jesus, will you fight my battles? Oh, Jesus, will you fight my battles? Jesus, will you fight my battles? When I know that I need saving, salvation comes from in you. Oh, when I know that I need healing, salvation comes from you. Oh, Jesus, will you fight my battles? Jesus, will you fight my battles? Lord Jesus, will you fight my battles? Jesus, will you fight my battles? Oh, when it looks like I'm surrounded, then I'm surrounded by you. Lord, when it looks like I'm surrounded, then I'm surrounded by you. Oh, this is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. Oh, this is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. When I know that I need strength, my strength it comes from in you. Oh, Lord, when I know that I need strength, my strength that comes from in you. Oh, this is how I fight my battle. Oh, this is how I fight my battle. When I know that I need peace, my peace that comes from in you. Oh, when I know that I need peace, my peace, it comes from in you. Lord, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Lord, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. When I know that I need joy, my joy, it comes from in you.
Oh, and I know that I need joy. My joy, it comes from in you. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight. When it looks like I'm defeated, oh, when it looks like I'm defeated, then I retreat into you. Oh, when it looks like I'm defeated, then I retreat into you. Oh, Jesus, will you fight my battles? Jesus, will you fight my battles? Oh, Jesus, will you fight my battles? Jesus, will you fight my battles? Let it rain. Oh, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Oh, let it rain. Let it rain, Lord, let it rain. Won't you open the floodgates of heaven? Oh, let it rain. Down in my soul, Lord, let it rain. Just open the floodgates of heaven. Lord, let it rain. Jesus, open the floodgates of heaven. Oh, let it rain. Oh, Lord, let it rain. Lord, won't you open the floodgates of heaven? Just open the floodgates. Lord, we need your rain. Lord, won't you rain healing down this morning? Lord, rain down on the lonely. Rain down on the brokenhearted, Lord. Rain down on those that need salvation. Lord, rain down your Holy Spirit, Father. Rain down on families. Oh, Lord, rain down on needs in these people's life this morning. Oh, let it rain. We need your rain, Father. Oh, we need your rain, Lord. Open the floodgates of heaven. Lord, let it rain. Oh, let it rain. Lord Jesus, open the floodgates of heaven. Oh, let it rain. Lord, let it rain. Lord, won't you open the floodgates of heaven. Lord, let it rain. Jesus, open the floodgates of heaven. Oh, let it rain. Just open the floodgates of heaven. Oh, let it rain. Lord, let it rain. Lord, open the floodgates of heaven. Oh, let it rain. Lord, let it rain. Oh, Jesus, open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. Oh, let it rain. Just open the floodgates. to heaven and lay.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, just open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain.
Thank you, Jesus. Is that your desire this morning? I don't know about you, but I feel like praising Him. Oh, church, I feel like praising Him. Oh, I'm gonna praise Him.
Well, I feel like praising Him. Oh, church, now why don't you praise the Lord while you have this chance? Oh, why don't you praise the Lord while you have this chance? I'm gonna praise Him in the morning. I'm gonna praise Him all day long. Oh, yes, I feel like praising Him. Oh, yes, I feel like praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising Him. I'm gonna praise Him in the morning. I'm gonna praise Him all day long. Well, I feel like praising Him. Oh, why don't you praise the Lord while you have this chance? Oh, why don't you praise the Lord while you have this chance? I'm gonna praise.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I know the young brother that's going to get baptized, but if there's anybody else that would like to be baptized, just let the deacons know, and we'll try to get something to prepare you. So you can be seated while they prepare for the baptism.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just run into it, and they are saved. Oh, yes, Jesus is the name of the Lord. Oh, Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Most high. Yes, Jesus. Strong tower, all the righteous run into it, and they are saved. Oh, yes, the name of the Lord is.
strong tower. All the righteous run into it, and they are saved. I'm singing, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Got the power, it's in the name of Jesus. Oh, we've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, oh, we will not be defeated. Oh, we
bring into the waters this morning. Let's bow our heads together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, for Ira, I just ask that you'd be with him, Lord. May you just keep your hand upon him, Lord. Put a hedge around him. Lord, watch over him in all that he does. May you fill him with the Holy Spirit, Lord. May you make him a pillar in his family and for these young people, Lord. Make him an example, Lord. May you use his life, Lord, to be an encouragement to others wherever he goes, Father. Lord, we thank you for his life, and we thank you for him giving his heart to you. We just commit him to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
We've got the power. It's in the name of Jesus. Oh, we've got the power, it's in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, oh, we will not be defeated. Oh, we've got the power, it's in the name of the Lord. Once more, oh, we've got the power, it's in the name of Jesus. We've got the power, it's in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. The power in the name of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. Let's stand. Brother Nathan was preaching sometime in the last year, I believe, and he read this quote. He said, "Get all things away from you. Say, Mr. Satan, you are defeated. Jesus Christ stripped you of every power you had when he died at Calvary, and you're nothing but a bluff. You can't bluff me, and I'm made out of that stuff that don't bluff. That's what came from Calvary. Hallelujah. Don't bluff and don't receive it." So we sing a little chorus at this church from that quote. It's very simple, but hopefully it'll encourage you. So,
oh, I'm made out of stuff that don't bluff. Oh, I'm made out of stuff that don't bluff. Oh, I'm made out of stuff. I was made to overcome. I was made to overcome. Well, I'm made out of stuff that don't bluff. Oh, I'm made out of stuff that don't bluff. Oh, I'm made out of stuff that don't bluff. Oh, I was made to overcome. I'm washed by the water of the Word. Oh, I'm washed by the water of the Word. I'm washed by the water of the word. Oh, I was made to overcome. I'm washed by the water of the word. I'm washed by the water of the word. Oh, I'm washed by the water of the word. I was made to overcome. Well, I'm made out of stuff that don't bluff. Oh, I'm made out of stuff that don't bluff. Oh, I'm made out of stuff that don't bluff. Oh, I was made to overcome. I'm made out of stuff that don't bluff. Oh, I'm made out of stuff that don't bluff. Oh, I'm made out of stuff that don't bluff. Oh, I was made to overcome. Amen. Is that your testimony this morning? Amen. Satan's a liar. Amen. Amen. As we prepare to dismiss, Brother David, would you just dismiss us in prayer, brother?
Thank you. Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord, again, we cannot thank you enough for coming down and visiting us and spending time with us again yet this morning, Lord. You've been such a close presence to us all weekend, Lord, and we pray that you continue with us, Lord. We don't want to leave it here, Lord. We want to take you with us in our heart, and we don't just want to keep you in our heart. We want to share it with all those that we come into contact with that are out there, Lord. As Brother Timothy mentioned, it's a hurting world out there. There's so many people that are scared and they're afraid and they don't know where to turn, Lord, and the devil keeps trying to distract them and say it's entertainment or it's drugs or it's alcohol or whatever it may be, Lord, but we know the truth, God, and it's up to us to share that truth with others so that they can come in and enjoy the same peace that we've enjoyed this entire day and this entire weekend with you, Lord. And thank you so much for the testimonies that we heard already today, God, and for those testimonies that we know have started but we haven't seen fulfilled yet, but it's just a matter of time till we see those and hear those reports back as well, and we go ahead and thank you for those now as well, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much for all that have traveled the long distance to be here, Lord. Ask that those that have to go, you'd be with them on their way home, Lord, and for those that can, please come back with us again this evening. We're expecting great things again from you this evening, Lord. And thank you for all these things. In the lovely name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Remember the service tonight at 6:30. God bless you. Let's sing this little chorus as we go.
Every promise in the book is mine. Oh, every chapter, every verse, every line. And I am trusting in His love divine. Oh, every promise in the book is mine. Oh, every promise in the book, it's mine. Oh, every chapter, every verse, every line. Oh, I am trusting in His love divine. Oh, every promise in the book is mine. Oh, every promise in the book, it's mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. And I am trusting in His love divine. Oh, every promise in the book is mine. Oh, every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. Oh, I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book, it's mine. Oh, every promise in the book is mine. Oh, every chapter, every verse, every line. And I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine.